Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about controlling your path and actively shaping your future. That's right, feed your destiny. Let's get into it. Every person has a unique destiny and extraordinary purpose waiting to be fulfilled, but yet often our potential remains dormant because we feed our fears, we feed our doubts, and distractions. We feed distractions instead of nurturing the vision planted within us. So just as our bodies need nourishment to thrive, so does our destiny. What we feed our minds, hearts, and spirits directly shape the path we walk. So sometimes we don't realize the power of what we're feeding. And Feed Your Destiny, this podcast, is about intentionally choosing to fuel your purpose with belief, courage, and action. And it's about recognizing that you are not here by accident and that your dreams are not random. They are the signposts guiding you towards your destiny. By feeding your destiny with faith, discipline, and positive habits, you create the life that you were meant to live. So today we're going to focus on how to break free from limiting beliefs, align your mindset with your purpose, and develop the daily discipline that turns dreams into reality. Whether you're just discovering your calling or ready to elevate to the next level, feeding your destiny ensures you walk in your divine purpose with clarity and confidence. The future you desire is within reach. All you have to do is feed your destiny. We often think of destiny as something that's predetermined, a path laid out before us that we have no control over. But what if I told you that you have the power to actively participate in creating your own destiny? This episode isn't about denying the existence of fate or ignoring the unpredictable nature of life. It's about understanding that we have the power to influence our future through our choices, actions, and mindset. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of taking ownership of our lives and explore how to actively feed our destiny by nurturing our potential and pursuing our purpose. So we'll explore the key ingredients for actively shaping your destiny, discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our progress, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating a growth mindset, taking inspired actions, and aligning our lives with our purpose. And we'll be very honest and transparent about the challenges of stepping outside of our comfort zones and embracing those uncertain times, but also focus on the immense empowerment, fulfillment, and freedom that comes with actively feeding our destiny. So I want to focus on the key ingredients for feeding your destiny. The first one is clarity of vision, knowing what you want to achieve and what kind of life you want to create. That is the first step. You have to have a clear vision of what you want for yourself in the future, number one. And the next step is having purpose and meaning, understanding your unique gifts and how you can contribute to the world, what talents you possess that makes you special, and how that can open up so many doors and opportunity and just leave your mark on the world. And you have to have a growth mindset, believing in your ability to learn, grow, and adapt. And take inspired action, taking consistent actions that aligns with your goals and your intuition. Everything has to line up here, and it has to be a sense of balance to put things in, you know, perspective when you're taking that consistent action. And be resilient.
you will always face different challenges, you know, regardless of what stage you're in life. If you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, every decade has its own things that come your way. So bouncing back from setbacks and challenges with determination, no matter what your age is, you will always have some form of challenge that you would have to use the critical thinking skills and be resilient and bounce back. It's all about self-belief, trusting in your own abilities and potential, being confident, and simply believing in yourself and having that positive mindset, always cultivating optimism and focusing on possibilities and just continuous learning. You never stop learning. It doesn't matter how smart you are. Always continue seeking out new knowledge and experience, because knowledge is power. So always be open to expanding your horizon and making those connections to your intuition, listening to your inner wisdom and guidance. Always trust your gut. Don't let anyone undermine your intelligence. Always trust your gut and your intuition. Sometimes you may get it wrong, but for me, I'm at 95%. I'm going to trust my gut and go with it and be confident after I, you know, look through things thoroughly, because I'm a thorough person and I'm always analyzing things. So if I've done that significantly and my gut is telling me something, I'm going to go with my gut and just stand on that. So connect with your intuition and be discerning. And if that's not something you're already doing, focus on levels of mindfulness, slowing things down, minimizing those distractions, and pouring more into yourself so that you can be at calm and peace and just have that level of, you know, mindfulness and checking in with yourself. And I want to go over some common obstacles to feeding your destiny. The first one is limiting beliefs, negative beliefs about yourself and your capabilities. So what are some things that you're constantly telling yourself? What are some things that you doubt yourself in and don't believe that you're capable of? That's a start right there. You want to reprogram yourself and tell yourself that you are capable and you can do that. And it's all in timing. We're not talking about being unrealistic and creating these outlandish dreams. We're talking about being positive, setting realistic goals and expectations. And you may not be where you want to be, and you may not be the person that you've always dreamed of, because that takes time to work to become that person. So tell yourself that you are good enough and you're not there yet. Even if you're not there yet, it's okay. You can get there with the proper steps and action. So work on that. Big one, fear of failure. A lot of people have this fear of failure, the fear of making mistakes or not achieving perfect results. I'm talking to you perfectionists. I know all about that. But you have to get out there. No fear. There is no fear, just faith. You have to put yourself out there and just go for it. Another thing is procrastination. Putting off important tasks and decisions. And, you know, that's a big part of holding yourself back if you constantly procrastinate. And if you need any additional resources on dealing with fear and failure and anxiety, my book, No Fear, Just Faith by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today for additional resources for dealing with fear and doubt and anxiety. Another one is lack of motivation, feeling discouraged or losing sight of your goals. You have to stay motivated and you have to stay focused. There's so many distractions in life that will come your way from just the world in general or friends or different things pulling you, you know, in a certain direction. So being constantly pulled away from your goals by external demand. So you have to be mindful of those external distractions and work to eliminate them because they are dream killers and dream stealers. So always try to stay focused and avoid those distractions. And another one is negative influences, you know, being surrounded by the wrong people, the wrong crowd who constantly discourage or undermine your dreams and things that you want to do. You tell them something that you want to do, especially if you're in your early 20s or mid 20s. This is so common. Maybe other people don't have the mindfulness and they aren't investing in themselves and getting the resources and doing their due diligence, and you tell them this great idea, something you want to do, and they'd be like, no way, you're not even close to being that. So be aware of that. Be discerning and watch out for those negative people and negative influences, and choose your circle carefully. And you could have been friends with them for a very long time or work with them, whatever that looks like for you. Just know that once you identify someone being a negative influence, it's time to limit your interactions with them as much as possible. Now, another one I want to go over is just the simple practical strategies for feeding your destiny. Here we go. Create a vision board. I love vision boards. Visualize your desired future and create visual representation of your goals. And if you need assistance with creating a vision board, you can just simply go on Google. I love vision boards. I really like them a lot. And it's a way for you to like see things that you want. And then eventually you get them. Like, I remember I had my vehicle, my new Lexus, I had it on my vision board, and I had a date I want to pay it off, and all these things, and they came to fruition. So, and your travel destinations where you want to vacation and go to, and your career goals. So it may not be something that you've obtained and have, but by you having it on that vision board, by you seeing it, eventually you're reminding yourself of what you want, your why, and you're staying focused on that too. Eventually get that paid off and just do whatever your goals are, whether that's, you know, starting a savings account if you don't have one, budgeting if you're spending too much, or, you know, going on your dream vacation, you want to save up for that, whatever area of a life you're in, or if that's just, you know, taking that family vacation, spending more time with your loved ones, getting your degree, moving up in your career, create a vision board with those things. It's so critical. And it's a way for you to see what you want, or if you don't have a family, you want to start a family, you see yourself being married by a certain age, put it on there, work on those steps, work on improving yourself, because before you can, you know, connect and build that family and build that relationship, a healthy family, a healthy relationship, you want to be whole and complete. You want to be your full and best version of yourself. So put all of those things that you want to accomplish for you on that vision board, which is great. It's a great way to just pour into yourself and visualize your desired future. So one by one, you can eventually in the long haul accomplish things on those vision boards. It doesn't happen overnight. You put all of these things on a vision board and then boom, you got them. No, you have to put in work, and all of those things that we talk about in so many different podcasts is you have to invest in yourself and the mental game. You have to, you know, it's all mental. You have to be prepared for what that entails based off of the goals and visions that you have. But long story short, a vision board is a great representation of your goals. And set clear goals and intentions. Define what you want to achieve and why it's so important for you. That's the most critical way to look out for the future you, and develop a daily routine that support your goals, because I think that's the lack. That's the gray area that people lack. They have these big goals that they set, but they don't have daily routines that are reinforcing all of those little things to get to that big goal. So set a daily routine. If you don't already have one, if you do have one, that's awesome. Keep it up and continue to stay consistent with that, because you have to incorporate habits that align with your vision. And practice affirmations. I love positive affirmations. I'm constantly doing my positive affirmations daily. I don't skip a day. There's no day I'm taking off from positive affirmations. And repeat positive statements that reinforce your beliefs and desires. positive affirmations is so dear to my heart. There was just this time in my life where I experienced loss and was just in a grieving state. And I downloaded this I Am app, and it started off just me giving myself reminders on the hour, just a positive affirmation. I set it for hourly because I was just so down and so sad, and it just gradually, because I'm a very, very positive and chipper and optimistic person, but when you're grieving, you're not positive, you're not optimistic, you're just sad and you're down. So I downloaded that, and it just helped me get through such a dark time. And it was a point where I know I was doing so much better, because a whole year went by and I'm like, what's up with these affirmations? I used to like live for them, like on the hour I needed them, like they were uplifting my spirits. And then it got to the point to where I was so back on track and into my life and into the things that, you know, brought me passion and desire. Gradually I got there. I would say it took about maybe a year and a half of me not listening to, but having those I Am alerts with the positive affirmations coming up on my phone, to where I finally didn't notice them. And they were off for like, I would say like 3 months. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not. And I got this reminder, like, click here to continue getting your affirmations. And I'm like, whoa, this, I didn't even notice that I went a few months without them. But there was a time where I was so depending on just getting those reminders. Just if you don't have someone in your life that's constantly, you know, that positive reinforcement, having alerts with positive affirmations, that's such a good thing. So whether you're reading affirmations or whether you have it on an app, it's a great thing to have. You have to pour into yourself. You have to repeat those positive statements, because it's not what you're going through. It's how you maneuver during those processes when you're dealing with difficult times. And take inspired actions. Follow your intuition and take steps that feel aligned with your purpose. Surround yourself with positive people. Seek out positive people who inspire you and support you and uplift you. And learn from your mistakes. Our mistakes are the best teachers. View setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. Learn from them and be a better version of yourself. And practice gratitude. Appreciate the good things in your life. And express gratitude for your progress, whatever that looks like for you. Gratitude is so fulfilling, because for me personally, I have to remind myself of everything that's going well. Because when you set goals and things happen and you're not there, sometimes you can be frustrated. But if you practice that level of gratitude, you stay grounded and you understand the many blessings that you do have. And you kind of like express that level of happiness for all of the things that are going well in your life. And you work on the things that you want to improve, but you're also very positive and have that sense of gratitude for what you do have. And prioritize self-care. I'm big on that. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Your mental health matters. Your self-care matters. You have to nurture your body and just pour into yourself on a physical and emotional and mental state overall. So trust the process. Be patient and persistent, and believe that your efforts will pay off no matter what. Understand that you're not a passive observer of your life. You are an active participant in creating your destiny by cultivating a growth mindset, taking inspired actions, and aligning your life with purpose. You can actively feed your destiny and create a life that's truly meaningful and fulfilling.
It starts today. The first step is to recognize the seeds of greatness within you and align your gifts and passions with your purpose. And you have to see yourself in your future success. And in order to do that, you have to have a clear vision, silencing doubt and fear, and pouring more into what can be, and developing a vision board to keep your destiny alive. Nourish your mindset, feeding your mind with positive thoughts and beliefs, surrounding yourself with inspiration and wisdom, daily affirmations to align with your purpose and uplift your spirit, and taking action, aligned, intentional action that consists of small, consistent steps that feed your progress, creating habits that align with your goals, and turning obstacles into fuel for your growth. That right there are the key ingredients for feeding your destiny. And you have to protect your destiny at all costs, setting boundaries around your time and energy. This is your future. You better protect it and guard it. Letting go of distractions and negativity, staying focused on the bigger picture, and just embrace the process. Trust the divine timing. Celebrate your progress and feed your destiny through faith, patience, and persistence, because your destiny is alive within you, waiting to be nurtured and fully expressed. By feeding it with purpose, faith, and intentional actions, you step into the life you were created to live. Your greatest potential is unlocked when you commit to feeding your destiny every day. The life you dream of isn't far away. It's waiting for you to nourish it into reality. What's one area of your destiny that you are ready to actively feed? What small steps can you take today to move closer to your desired future? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to feed your destiny, embrace your potential, take inspired action, and create a life that is truly your own. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.